The following program is made possible by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
The first thing you know about the word humility is that it means submission, or coming under the mission of another, or it means to make yourself subject to another. If humility is submitting yourself under the Word of God and being subject to the Word of God, then pride is the exact opposite. Pride is when you're not submitting yourself to God's Word and when you're not making yourself subject to God's Word. When you make the decision to submit to the devil, God will resist that. He will begin to fight against that to stop you from getting farther and farther away from him, damaging the relationship that he has with you.
I'm a world changer.
This is Changing Your World with Creflo Dollar. Now, from the World Dome in College Park, Georgia, here's Pastor Dollar with today's message.
Let's look at 1 Peter. I want to just stick with that a little tonight. One of the things that I've come to understand is that nothing that I can do, none of my performance and none of my efforts will really make God do something for me. Or there's nothing I can do to earn God's favor. Because if I had to do something to earn it, it wouldn't be favor. It wouldn't be grace. It is something that is completely unmerited. It's not something that I have deserved or I earned or by my own merit. We have to get this about grace of God. You can't all of a sudden come up with a way to deserve it, or it's no longer grace. You can't all of a sudden come up with a way to earn it, or it's not grace. It's something that if you're in the right position, you can receive it. It's not like how people have thought, well, if you are holy enough, or if you pray enough, or if you're obedient enough, then, the reward is going to be God's unmerited favor. Mm-mm. There's nothing you can do to deserve grace but to believe it, or to be in a position, and belief is that position you be in, that you find yourself in. And once you're in that position, you find an abundance of this grace. So in 1 Peter chapter 5, and if you look at verse 5, he starts off in verse 5, "Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and he giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober and be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Now, if you look at verse 5 now is really telling us what we need to do. He says, "Likewise, you younger." Now, the first thing I do when I see "likewise" is pause, because I want to see like what. Well, if you go back up and rightly divide this, in the very first verse it says the elders which are among you. So he's addressing the elders which are among you. And then the verse 4 says, "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not." So he's making reference to the elders. And he is saying to the elders, when the chief shepherd appears, you elders will submit to the chief shepherd. And then you pick up in verse 5, you elders will submit to the chief shepherd. And likewise, like elders submit to the chief shepherd, you younger will submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, and all of you will be subject one to another. And then he calls all of this submitting and making yourself subject to, he calls all of this being clothed with humility. Like the elder submits to the chief shepherd. And then he says, you younger submit to the elders. Then he says, all of you subject yourself one to another. He calls this being clothed with humility. So now all of a sudden, all of our religious understanding of what a humble person is and is not is going to have to be adjusted, because the context of the scripture has just defined for us what it means to be clothed with humility. To make yourself subject to, or to submit yourself to, God and to His Word. Now notice he says, so the first thing you know about the word humility is that it means submission, or coming under the mission of another, or it means to make yourself subject to another. Be clothed with humility. Now watch this. For God resisteth the proud, or He withstands the proud. The word resist means to actively fight against. So when it's going on, you're actively fighting. Have you ever found yourself in a situation and it's a temptation and you're not going to yield to it, so you're actively fighting against that thing? You're actively fighting against it. To resist means to actively fight against. But here's what he's saying. For God resisteth the proud. Now, he's not beating you up. He is saying that if humility is submitting yourself under the Word of God and being subject to the Word of God, then pride is the exact opposite. Pride is when you're not submitting yourself to God's Word and when you're not making yourself subject to God's Word. Now, when you make the decision to submit to the devil, God will resist that. He will begin to fight against that to stop you from getting farther and farther away from Him, damaging the relationship that He has with you. So it's not fighting you as to beat you up, but He's fighting the thing that's trying to take you away from Him. He's resisting the thing that you've submitted yourself to that's going to take you away from Him. Now, that's the love of God right there. He loves you so much that even when the devil shows up to try to present something to you and you submit to it, he will go to resisting that. He will begin to actively fight against the pride that's taking you away from this relationship. So God resists the proud, but what does he do? He gives grace to the humble. Now, I want to be on the side where grace is being given out. I want to be on the side where grace can be discovered. I want to be on the side where I want to be in a position where I can receive his unmerited favor. Now, I don't know if I made this statement to you last week, but grace is proportionate to humility. Now, what that means is to the degree you submit yourself to God and His Word will be the degree that you find grace. Now, it is not like somebody said, well, you got to be holy enough to get grace. That's earning it. That's working for it. One of them, that talks about the works and the performance and the thing you got to do to earn it. You can't earn God's grace. Humility is a position. Humility is a voluntary position. And in that position, you will find grace. When you humble yourself before God, grace is given. You will find grace in a time of need. You will find unmerited favor. You will find what you need in a time of need, only when you humble yourself. So I submit to you that humility is the key position. And to the degree that you have humbled yourself and made yourself subject to God and His Word, that is going to be the degree where you find grace for your life. But you cannot find and will not find grace for your life if you refuse to make yourself subject to God and His Word. And if you refuse to submit to God and His Word, I mean, you can see that. And when you refuse to make yourself subject to God and His Word, So you can live your life saying, well, you know, I'm going to do it my way. This is what I believe. This is how I'm going to handle that. And the only thing you're going to notice is you're going to keep bumping into dead end after dead end after dead end. You can do all that stuff, but it's just not going to. At the end of the day, it's going to equal nothing. Now, religion doesn't really look at the end of it. Religion just likes playing religion. It likes sound religious. It likes all that stuff. I can't live like that. I can't do nothing that doesn't have results. I just can't do nothing just be doing it. Like, for example, I just can't be a Christian just to be a Christian because I get into just being a Christian. I can't do that. A lot of people can. I can't do that. That's like a waste of my time. If what I do doesn't produce results, I'm out. Amen. I'm not going to waste my time coming to church, listening to somebody preach, or any of those things if at the end of it, it doesn't produce anything. That's just how I've been. That's how I am. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's like rocking in a rocking chair knowing you're never going to cover any distance. You're just rocking in a rocking chair thinking that something's going to change, and you're just rocking. So the same thing is true here, is I'm not going to try to figure out how to do this my way because there's no grace for me doing it my way. There's no grace for me performing. There's no grace for me, you know, putting two and three together and being smart and not finding out if that's what the word says. So that's why I'm such a stickler with the word. I am a stickler with the word. It works. The word works. Amen. I don't receive nothing else that ain't in the book. If you can show it to me, that's where we started. Now you got to show it to me. Then we got to rightly divide it. And then once we rightly divide it and it's in the book, I'm in. But you can no longer just quote a religious scripture to me and think I'm supposed to believe that. Because I've wasted 20-something years looking at scripture out of context, and it did nothing for my life. Because now that I know this, I can look back in my life as a pastor and see where pride did not allow me to find grace. And if you're not understanding these terms I'm using, you could be defining pride the old way. Most people, when they hear the word pride, hold that for me. When they hear the word pride, they think just arrogance. And then they shoot you a scripture and say, you got to be low. All right, so here's the problem with that. If I'm arrogant, that's pride, because it involves myself. But if I'm all of a sudden low and shy, it's still pride, because it involves myself. So being lowly in heart is not lowly dealing with yourself. This is lowly because I'm lowering myself under my performance, lowering myself under my plan, lowering myself under my efforts, and I am lowering myself to submit to what God wants. See, the difference is when you're talking about lowering yourself, you're talking about self not there. But if you're only thing you're talking about is, I'm not arrogant anymore, now I'm shy, you're still prideful. Because it still involves you. Yourself is still in the center. So when the scripture talks about the lowly in heart, what he's saying, the guy that's willing to come off of his performance and submit to God, the guy that's willing to stop with his self-effort and submit to what God's already done, it's being of lowly heart simply means that you are submitting yourself now. You're coming. See, when you lift yourself up high, you're lifting yourself up high in your plan, your program, your way. When he talks about lowering yourself, he's saying, come down from what you're doing and get under what God has already done. That's what that means. So our whole mindset concerning humility and pride has got to be adjusted. You look at a guy who confesses the word, they believe the word, and you think he's arrogant. No, he's very humble because he's submitting himself to what the word says. He's telling you what the word says. He's made himself subject to what the word says. He believes the word, praise God. He's going to say it whether you like it or not. because he believes the word. That is the humble man. That's not a prideful man. It may bother you as a Christian, but it's still humble. It's the most humble, it's the humblest position you can have is a Christian who submits himself and makes himself subject to God's word, God's way. He puts God's word in his mouth. He doesn't care what it looks like. He don't care what's going on. He's still going to stick with the word. That is humility all day long. Good. That's humility all day long. Are y'all listening to me? Humility is now determined by one's position in relationship to the word. That position either being above the word where you're not submitted and subject to it, or under the word where you are submitted and subject to it. The whole word submit, sub, under, okay? Submit, it's getting under the hand of God. And God tells you that. So he can lift you up. But that whole issue of pride and submission, I guarantee you, for years, church people have looked at prideful people, and they've called, the ones they call prideful were really humble, and the ones they call humble were really prideful, because we've not understood the difference. And grace is never going to be found in the life of an individual who thinks that somehow his way is better than God's. It will never happen. And even if you think you can survive and live this life without grace, I got to tell you, I can't. I have to have his grace. There are too many things that have to happen in my life that I don't know how to make happen. You understand what I'm saying? There's too much money that's got to come into this ministry in order just for it to operate on a weekly and a daily basis, and I have no idea how to do that. Ain't that much chicken plates in the world, many chicken plates in the world. I don't know how to do that. I have to position myself to find grace. I have to position myself so that I can walk in the unmerited, undeserved favor of God. And then we find this scripture here, and then we get this revelation here that the guy that will submit himself like the elder, like the younger, like one another, and be clothed in humility, God says he'll resist the proud, actively fight against pride, but he will give grace to the humble. How many of you know you want to be humble?
Amen.
The right way, you understand? And humility is all about, okay, God, I make myself subject to what you said to need to be done. And now look at this in the next verse 6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Now, the neat thing about here is he didn't say, let God humble you. He didn't say that you need to humble one another. He said, humble yourselves. So everybody in here must understand this is an act of volunteerism. Amen. You have to do that. Humility conducts the grace of God like copper conducts electricity. Like you have to have copper in order for electricity to flow. You have to have humility in order for grace to flow. Pride stops the flow of God's grace as an insulator stops the flow of electricity. And in verse 6, when he says, humble yourself, humility is something we have to do voluntarily. Humble yourself. Humble yourselves. You have to volunteer that. So you can't go to God and start praying, oh, God, I pray, humble me. Lord, make me humble. No, that's not happening. You're the free moral agent, and you can pray, Lord, make me humble all day long. You have to volunteer. Humble yourself. So you go before God. Humility is something we have to do voluntarily. And what is it that we do voluntarily? We submit. We make ourselves subject to what the word. Well, what if you don't know the word? How are you going to submit and make yourself subject to something you don't know? You don't read it. You don't come and hear it. You know. But here's this huge key about humility. But it's difficult to submit to something you don't know. It's difficult to submit to something you haven't read. It's difficult to submit to something you haven't studied. It's difficult to submit to something that you hadn't heard. And faith cometh by hearing. And so once again, being a word addict is the thing for the day. It's just something that happens when you hear and hear and hear and hear and hear and hear. Faith cometh by hearing. But I just believe every time you hear, something supernatural happens just by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Something supernatural happens. And then you can submit to it. And you can only do what you know to do. You can't do no better till you know better. And there's just no, and see, pride puts you in a position where you may think you know better, but you don't know better. And you can't do no better. Because it requires knowing what the word says in order to subject and to submit yourself to it. So when others humble us, that isn't humility. When somebody else humbles you, that's humiliation. There's a difference. If somebody else has to humble you, that's humiliation. Humility is an act of your will. You voluntarily submit. Nobody can make you. Nobody. I mean, I wish I could make people, but you can't. That's you have to volunteer. Lord, I volunteer to do just what you said. I volunteer to submit to everything you just said. It's an act that you have to volunteer. And so the way up in God's kingdom is down. See, we've heard all of this, but the way up, the way to be successful, the way to achieve that is you've got to come down off of your horse, your way of doing things, your performance, your self-effort. You got to come down off that. And you've got to submit yourself to what God says. Now, I want you to look at these two scriptures. They say the same things, but I want you to look at it. Proverbs 15 and 33. We kind of rushed through this. Proverbs 15 and 33. How many of you want to walk in the honor of God? Just walking. Every time you walk, God's honoring. God's honoring you in every area of life. Every time you look around, God's honoring you in every area of life. I tell you, that's nothing like being honored by God. The Bible says there's an honor that comes from God only. In other words, nobody can honor you like God can honor you. Amen? But again, somebody says, well, and the obvious question is, well, what do I need to do to get in that position so I can walk in the honor of God? Well, verse 33 says this, the fear of the Lord, or the respect and the reverence, is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor is humility. What he says is, let's not even talk about honor until we deal with humility. Before honor, there's humility. Before the fall, there's pride. So if humility is in place, grace has no problems traveling through humility. Before there's honor, there's humility. I tell you what, you get to meditating on these things. Okay, I'm going to walk in humility and I'm going to be humble and because I want honor. I want honor that people can't understand. I want honor when they look at your life and they try to figure out how is this happening to him and what's going on here and what's going on there. It's because you're a humble person. Now, you take what I'm saying and take it to a religious person, they will tell you, oh, I'm humble. By pure fact, you said that. It's not that old definition of humility versus pride. The arrogance versus shyness. There's only one question to determine if you're humble. Are you subject to God and his word? That's it. Are you subject to God and his word? Are you subject to God and his word? You take a person who's bragging on God and the world will say he's arrogant. No, he's humble. He's doing exactly what the word tells me to do. Now look at the other scripture that says this. Look at Proverbs 18, 12. Proverbs 18 and 12. Before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty or prideful. That's a haughty heart. And before honor, what comes before honor? So if people who want to be honored by God, what he's saying is that won't happen without humility. It can't. It can't. We're trying to get God's honor without being in the position where we can find that honor. And that's humility. Being in a position where we can find that grace, and that's humility. I knew that there was something that was proportional dealing with humility and grace. And when I saw it, that's the only thing I'm interested in right now. Am I humble in this situation? Am I humble in this situation? If I'm going to get out of this situation, and listen, they're not easy situations, but in this situation, am I submitted and have I made myself subject to what God said about it?